was just having a strong growing economy is not the only solution to poverty. There's not one answer. There's not a simple solution.
Numbers in Need contains a wealth of information gathered from more than 3,000 residents and service providers. It helps position Buffalo Niagara for the future, especially post-pandemic. Sharon Entris, Senior Policy Associate at UB's Regional Institute, says the report revisits the same 12 communities where OSHI and UB had dispatched mobile safety net teams to help identify barriers and opportunities.
We picked those 12 communities because those are communities where poverty is concentrated, or at the time, poverty was actually growing. Together, those 12 communities represent over half of individuals living in or near poverty across the region.
This time, researchers found nearly 338,000 people in Erie and Niagara counties live on incomes 200% below the poverty line. That's one-third of the region's population and a 5% increase in poverty since 2011. More than 50,000 are children under 18 years old. And yes, poverty hits hardest in urban neighborhoods like Buffalo and Niagara Falls, but also persists in suburban and rural areas. The town of Tonawanda, for example, is no longer full of children. It's older today, and many residents live on a fixed income. One large expense, like a new roof or a car, can take a serious toll. Many working at Lockport's Harrison Radiator Plant used to live in Newstead, but when the good-paying manufacturing jobs dwindled, so did the community.
Some communities are going to be more impacted by some issues than others, but I could say you could pick any community, whether it's urban, suburban, or rural, and identify a whole host of issues.
Larry Cook is Vice President and Program Officer at OSHI. Cook says among the concerns outlined in the report are also strategies that have led to solutions.
As an example, on the east side, a lot of concern came out about transportation and getting access to healthy food. How that manifested itself was in what's called Healthy Corner Store Initiative, where there's been a coalition of corner stores working with a variety of service providers to not only put healthy food options in these corner stores where people can have access to them in a food desert, but also as a wraparound approach, providing other types of services to help people become healthier overall.
Cook says OSHI funded the initial mobile safety net teams that have sparked these kinds of grassroots efforts. Numbers in Need can be used as a tool for long-term sustainable change and adapted to a community's unique needs.
I think what we see is once a good, strong ideal is developed, other entities want to invest in it. So, prime example, with the Healthy Corner Store Initiative, they first got a significant grant from the United Way in partnership with General Mills, and then they got a follow-up grant from Blue Cross Blue Shield.
We really want to identify those models, those initiatives that are working, that are seeing early success, that could potentially be ramped up, and that could potentially benefit communities beyond the 12 that they're being implemented in. If others can maybe, at least if they're aware of them, and can maybe implement something tailored to the needs and the populations in their own community, that would be great.
You can find a link to the entire report at WBFO.org. Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.